Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our subject is aged garlic extract for immune and cardiovascular health. We've covered some of that in part one, but in part two with today's guest, Jim Laval, who's a clinical pharmacist, board certified clinical nutritionist, and a great communicator. He works with all kinds of organizations, business entities, and sports teams, consults frequently, and teaches. Jim, what else can we look to in terms of our immune support repertoire? You know, we've covered lifestyle, you know, the varieties of, you know, sleep and stress reduction and good diet. You mentioned probiotics. We talked about the immune benefits of aged garlic extract. What else is on the
I think there's some basics you just can't ignore. I mean, I have to mention them. I mean, you got to have vitamin D on board. Get your vitamin D level checked. Make sure you get that vitamin D level up over 50. Only because the preponderance of studies say that for the wide variety of benefit that you could get from vitamin D, just not immune health, but the wide benefit of vitamin D, it's best over a value of 50. So that's good. I mean, I think vitamin C is important. I don't think people understand how vitamin C works because everybody says, oh, is it the cure for a common cold or flu? That's not it. Your white blood cells, when they get triggered for a cold or flu insult, they have to rev up. They have to become active. And those cells will use 5 to 6 times more vitamin C than when your immune system is at rest or when the terrain is in homeostasis. I don't need as much vitamin C if the waters are calm, but if the waters get stormy, I got to get, you know, a lot more vitamin C. Obviously, quercetin valuable too. I really like astragalus as a botanical. I think astragalus has got a lot of value. It's been used in Chinese medicine for thousands of years. It's once again really great at helping those T killer cells to wake up. And everybody said, you know, it's not just about do you make T killer cells, it's if they're mature. You know, and a lot of times your T killer cells get lazy when you're stressed out. So zinc is really important to keep your T killer cells mature. And then, you know, medicinal mushrooms, man, they've been around forever. You know, they've been around forever. So I really like medicinal mushrooms.
Maitake, cordyceps, things like that.
Sure. Yep. Maitake, shiitake, reishi. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Coriolis versicolor, turkey tail.
I was in the woods the other day and I saw a beautiful turkey tail, Coriolis versicolor. But it has the word color in the Latin name, versicolor. And it's like a colorful, kind of resembles a turkey tail, you know, with those bands of color. It was just, I took a picture of it. It's really fantastic.
Wow, I'd love to see that. But yeah, I mean, I think a lot of times, I think people now are starting to get on to the fact that we can feed our immune system and those nutrients that are in mushrooms, the medicinal mushrooms, provide a lot of what's called saccharides and other compounds that actually help your immune system to be able to function better. And of course, then you've got like the what I call the classic bug killers, you know, oregano oil, olive leaf extract. These are compounds that have, you know, been used for generations that help people to get over their cold and flu symptoms. And so I think it's important that people just realize, okay, there's a category that says, hey, what can I do to kill some of that bug off? What do I do to support my immune system? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how you create a strategic plan, right? You know, what's my defense? Mm-hmm. What's my offense? I really like antigraphis too. I mean, one of my favorite herbs for – when I wrote the book Green Immunity, a lot of people don't realize. I mean, antigraphis has got better data against it than antiviral drugs. But, you know, I realize docs are going to go with, you know, writing for that script. Mm-hmm. But antigraphis is data for post-viral symptoms. It did fantastic. And then the last one, of course, for people that are coughing a lot, you know, English ivy syrup, which is now, you know, available everywhere. You know, nobody heard about English ivy 10 years ago when I was
Hedera Helix. I remember that from my herbology training. Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's the stuff that grows on the side of buildings, I guess. But if you extract the the essence of it, it's got some some respiratory benefits. You know, just to share a little anecdote with you. In the office yesterday, somebody showed me, you know, it wasn't for them. They said, this probably happens to you a lot, is that somebody comes in, they say, can you take a look at my mother's blood test? And I say, you know, okay, fine. You know, and so they showed me a mother's blood test. And I said, well, I guess your mother's not taking vitamin D. Vitamin D was 17. And they said, oh, no, I have my mom taking 1,000 international units of vitamin D every day. And she's taking it. And I said, she needs to take more. I thought that was an object lesson in the fact that some people just have a hollow leg for vitamin D. They need more.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the other thing I always get people to when they're having issues with that, just, you know, take more. And then you need vitamin A. You know, vitamin A is really a cofactor for getting vitamin D to absorb, because your vitamin D is a retinoic acid receptor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when retinoic acid, of course, is, you know, vitamin A. And so I find that we're kind of anti-vitamin A now. You know, you walk into a health food store. It used to be that A and D you could find together in a pill all the time. But we had that one study about 20 years ago where everybody got scared of vitamin A. And then that study got rebuked, but nobody kept talking about vitamin A.
Yeah, people just stopped taking vitamin A cold because there was, you know, some possibility of overdosing. Magnesium also important for vitamin D utilization because it plays a role in, I think, if I remember correctly, vitamin D binding protein, so that the vitamin D gets shuttled from, you know, from your liver to your kidney to be converted to the active form, and it's a magnesium dependent step. So you need magnesium on board to make that happen. Any advice about dosing zinc? You know, a lot of people worried that too much zinc is going to be counterproductive. But indeed, there are some studies that show that it might be immunosuppressive at high doses.
Yeah, I think on zinc, I typically have people do 50 milligrams a day.
Yep.
It helps with the gut.
We're on the same page.
As well. And so it helps to get the tight junctions to kind of, you know, get more integrity to them. So it helps with gut permeability, which is great. And I usually keep people at 50 milligrams a day. I mean, I may do a short burst on certain folks if they have really low red blood cell zinc when I see them. So if we measure red blood cell zinc on nearly everyone, and if their red blood cell zinc is, you know, very low normal or low, I'll dose them up for 2 weeks at 100 milligrams, but then I'll bring it back to 150 milligrams or so a day, especially during cold and flu season.
Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share a vital message with you. Do you want to reduce stress and get better sleep? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman with exciting news about an effective non-drug solution, the Zen by Nuvana. It's a safe, easy way to reduce stress and anxiety, improve your mood, sleep, and focus naturally. Zen is state-of-the-art. It connects to patented earbuds and uses your music to safely and conveniently deliver electronic signals that stimulate your vagus nerve, a major communication pathway between the brain and most major organs. The Nuvana app links Zen to your mobile device using Bluetooth so you can easily control and customize your experience. Choose from a variety of signal patterns to find what works best for you. Zen is safe, easy, and effective. And for a limited time, get 20% off the exclusive Intelligent Medicine Bundle. For more information and to order, go to NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. That's Nuvana, N-E-U-V-A-N-A. NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. Stress less. Focus more. Sleep better. Electronically. The Zen by Nuvana.
Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to today's guest, Jim LaValle.
Well, you know, you're the author of The Metabolic Code. It's Cracking the Metabolic Code, one of your great books, or Your Blood Never Lies. And I think it's Your Blood Never Lies, actually, that talks about which lab tests to do. When it comes to testing for vitamins and minerals, how reliable are those tests? And, you know, where are tests valuable and where are tests possibly misleading?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I think I think there's a lot of lab tests out there that are, you know, somewhat misleading, like a hair sample for your minerals. Mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, I'm not sure that that shows you adequacy in all your tissues. Mm-hmm. I think that even some of the tests that are out there right now that are measuring your tissue levels based on a white blood cell response. Mm-hmm. And I go, well, how do you, I mean, look, a good example, your adrenal glands use way more vitamin C than your, than maybe your eyes do. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, how are you getting that? I think that in some cases, serum can work. I think red blood cell magnesium is more defined. Mm-hmm. Red blood cell zinc is better defined. Red blood cell chromium is better defined. Those are all things that can be measured relatively easy. I think we still struggle with studies that show competency, not deficiencies. You know, mm-hmm. true deficiency yep. state, you get symptoms and you can pick that out. Yeah. But when we really talk about competency of nutrients and minerals, and how you optimize your chemistry, I think we still have a lot of ways to go yep. on measuring our vitamins, minerals, and not just that, what's the impact of them, meaning
right. the functional
how are your
tests.
Enzymes functioning? Yep. Yeah, 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 the metabolomics and the transcriptomics, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm humble to it because I have to say that, you know, I've been testing vitamin, minerals, and, you know, supplement levels from the inception of my practice in the 1980s. And we've solved some problems, but still, I think we're in the infancy of understanding how best to assess whether people have adequacy. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, just test my vitamins and minerals. And I go, you know, I try to have a nuanced explanation of that. Like, yeah, you know, you can spend, you know, $1,500 and, you know, you pays your money and you takes your chances.
Yeah, I express that same concern. I think we're still in the learning curve. I think we can get some data. I think that we're still not there on a lot, though. And I can't plan on an organic acid urine being the way that I measure whether you're low in B6 or not, mm-hmm. because, you know, you take some B6 for a couple of days and all of a sudden the, you know, your organic acids normalize. Well, does that mean you have tissue adequacy or does it mean it just changed your urine expression? Right. So I think there's a lot of those kind of things that we just have to be kind of careful on.
So let's talk about some of the practical options for taking chiolic aged garlic extract. You know, we mentioned the chiolic reserve product, which is my favorite for cardiovascular disease, but there are a wide range of products. And when it comes to immunity, I think they have a specific product keyed to immunity, right?
They do. They do. It's Formula 103, and it actually does. It's aged garlic extract combined with astragalus and mushrooms, as well as having some oregano oil extract in it, olive leaf extract in it. It's a very nice combination to have during cold and flu season. And then, of course, you can always add a little more. I always try to get to that 1,200 milligram dose that you're at, Dr. Hoff. And I really like people to get there. So they're taking that immune complex, Formula 103.
How much aged garlic extract is in each capsule? 300?
I think it's 200. Okay. Let me look. It matches when I tell people to give – to take six a day during cold and flu okay. season, or you can take three a day and you can do extra aged garlic extract.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So hypothetically, let's say you're concerned about both immune health and cardiovascular protection. You might take some of the 103 product and then you can boost the actual aged garlic extract which is in pure form in the reserve, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I do. I mean, I'll have people add it in and just take a couple of their reserve product out. So if you're doing four aged reserve chiolic a day, go down to two, add the immune formula for, you know, cold and flu month. And then you've got a nice defense.
Indeed. We might also, and I know you're aware of this, it's just so many things to remember, but selenium too. Can be important. Can you touch upon that?
Well, selenium has, oh my gosh, it has so many different functions that can be valuable. So everything from detoxification and upregulating your glutathione, which of course, when you get a cold or flu, you end up with depleting your glutathione pool. And that glutathione pool, it gets depleted, ends up allowing you to trigger that kind of, inflammatory response that occurs when you get a cold or flu bug.
And that's a nice segue, because we talked recently to Ross Pelton, who you're probably familiar with. Ross is one
Ross
of our good
colleagues.
Yeah. I mean, he's also he's like you, he's a pharmacist who's gone into the integrative realm. Ross is a big fan of glutathione support. And, I just really worry, because people get sick and then they start taking the Tylenol. Brings down the fever, reduces the body aches. And what they're doing is they're killing their glutathione, which is essential for bodily defense when you're attacked by a pathogen, right?
Yeah, it depletes glutathione. That was the books that Ross and I worked on together, were the drug nutrient depletion book series. And so when you take acetaminophen, you literally deplete glutathione. And that's why people that do get acetaminophen toxicity end up with liver and kidney damage, because you deplete your glutathione, which is one of your principal defenses that your kidneys and your liver rely on. That's correct.
So you take NAC, or you take liposomal glutathione, or what's your favorite approach to this?
There's a couple things. I mean, I like NAC. Ross, obviously, there's a probiotic that he discusses all
ME3,
the time that upregulates glutathione in the gut, which is very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then in addition to that, I use a spray glutathione that a pharmacist developed that actually penetrates through topical use
and does
really
mucosa.
Well.
Yeah.
It's rubbed into the skin, actually.
Oh,
it's got global patents on it. It does work, and it raises blood glutathione levels. Mm-hmm. Pretty neat. And then, of course, you can take oral acetyl glutathione, and that'll usually raise your glutathione levels up 2 or 3-fold in your red blood cells. So if you want to do it orally, I would suggest acetyl glutathione. The problem I have with liposomal glutathione a lot of time is, how old is the bottle?
Yeah.
Is the bottle really, if it's been on the shelf for a while, those liposomes sometimes break down. So I'm more on to the glutathione spray maybe using acetyl glutathione. And NAC is super important. I mean, that's what they give people with acetaminophen toxicity, right? They give them, bolus.
Mucomas,
to spare their kidneys and liver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we used to do that in the hospital before I do anything about nutritional supplements. It was a medication. It was on formulary in the hospital. People would, people surprise themselves. They kind of look like a half-hearted effort at killing themselves. And, they think they're just going to get a lot of attention. They'll swallow a bottle of, maybe a couple dozen Tylenol. But you can die from that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's very serious.
Indeed. All right. So, wrapping up, we talked extensively about, natural ways to support immunity with a focus on chiolic aged garlic extract. This, I think, really is a centerpiece to immune support. And we can give listeners a heads up. They can go to chiolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C. Pretty phonetic. There's a number that they give here. Boy, they actually pick up and they talk to you there? Wow. Just like in the old days. 800-421-2998 for product info. And that, you may call them up and say, hey, which product is the product, right product for me? I think they're pretty user-friendly there. Also, their products are ubiquitous. They're available at local natural health retailers nationwide. And you can get chiolic aged garlic extract heart and immune health formulas there. Check it out. Jim, thanks very much for joining us, and I want to wish you a happy holiday season. There was a little confusion, for today's podcast. I wasn't sure what the time was, so I thought the time was an hour earlier. So they started calling around. They said there's a big fire in your area. I guess near Mission Viejo, California.
Yeah.
They thought that you had to evacuate. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Our little pod where we're at is not under mandatory evacuation. We're under voluntary evacuation. But I can see the smoke from my office here right now.
Because the Santa Ana winds are cranking up out there.
The wind was unbelievable last night, man. I've never heard, other than being in a tornado when I lived back in Ohio, I hadn't heard winds that crazy. It was really something else. Yep.
Wow. Well, okay. Well, we wish you all the best, and we hope that you escape the ravages of everything. Because it's like, it's like lockdown, shelter in place, or get out of Dodge. It's not clear what it's going to be out there in California for you between the pandemic and the fire menace.
I'm just hiding my desk right now. Okay, Ron?
Yeah. I think we just have to get past New Year's, and then start a new slate and just forget about 2020. Hey, thanks very much for joining us, and all the best to you.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. That's drhoffmanstore.com, drhoffmanstore.com.